Coach's Insight program's continuing here this week on Care 93.7 FM, getting you set for the second to last week of the regular season in high school football. Time to talk ACCHS with the head coach. That is Cody Techmeyer, brought to you by L&L Construction. Coach, you guys won the rivalry last week, the Battle of Atchison County. You beat Morehill Mounts Academy 44-6, impressive fashion. You guys were able to run the ball for over 300 yards. Just so many takeaways from that game, but how impressed were you with your team's performance?
I would say to start with, I was very nervous. You know how it is. We had our big pink out. We had senior night. We had the big rivalry game, you know, so it was a lot. And sometimes when kids have that much going on, they kind of lose focus a little bit. And I think that kind of happened in the first quarter. A little overhyped is the best way to put it. But then we made a few adjustments in the second quarter, and then we kind of, from there, we didn't look back. And the boys were fired up. Our defense played lights out again. So that was definitely a big thing for us last Friday.
What's the biggest jump you've seen from your team since that loss to Rossville a couple of weeks ago to open up district play? Your team's bounced back with a couple of big wins against Morehill, of course, and then Pleasant Ridge the week before that. Just what have you seen as far as growth and strides maybe since that Rossville game?
I would say probably kids kind of being focused on what we're trying to do at practice. You know, they listen a lot more. They pay a lot more attention. You know, when I'm talking to player A, you know, player B through G is paying attention a little better and listening to what I'm telling them or what we as a staff are telling them. You know, we're a little more focused on why we do things the way we do at practice. And, we're starting to see those things in games. And I think that's been the biggest change is seeing what we do in practice and then watching film and holy cow, we're doing the same thing in the game. So I think that's been a big help for us. A
couple more minutes with ACCHS head coach Cody Techmeyer here. It's brought to you by L&L Construction. Tigers 4-2, getting set for a big Northeast Kansas League showdown coming up on Friday night on the road at Jackson Heights. And we mentioned in your game against Morehill how you guys were able to successfully run the ball, and you're going to see a team on Friday night in Jackson Heights who is very good at that. They have been doing it all year. They just beat a pretty good Troy team and ran for over 400 yards themselves. They had three 100-yard rushers in that game. When you see this Jackson Heights team on tape, is the offensive line what stands out maybe first, or is it the running game or the athletes? What stands out about Jackson Heights?
I would definitely say the athletes, and that includes the offensive line. Like, they don't appear, I mean, I don't know for sure, but they don't appear to be big guys, but man, they get off the ball. They're definitely not scared to come at you. If you let them block you, they will do it, and they will feed off of that, and then continue to get better as the game goes on. And then, like you said, 300-yard rushers. I mean, they've just got athletes all over the field. They're fast, they're athletic, and they're physical. They know what to do with the ball when they get it. So it's definitely a nerve-wracking game. It's going to be a big challenge for our defense, who's played very well the last 2 weeks. You know, we preached yesterday that assignment sound, and do your job, we should be just fine. I mean, we've got a lot of athletes on the field as well, so it should be a heck of a matchup for us.
What do you see from their quarterback on film, Drake Mellies? Again, he's only a sophomore, but leads their team in rushing yards and in touchdowns, and just a pretty good, you know, distributor of the ball. When they do decide to pass, they don't do it a whole lot, but just what do you see from their quarterback play?
It's pretty impressive for a sophomore. He understands the game, he gets it, and, you know, when he gets his number called, he puts his foot in the ground and he goes. Super fast kid. I know the kids were saying from track last year, I think he ran an 11.400, which is pretty quick for a freshman. Now being in a sophomore, I would assume he's a little faster yet. You know, he's going to be tough to contain. You know, we're going to have guys in the right position all night long and keep him bottled up and do the best we can to keep him from getting loose and getting those big plays.
How hard is it to replicate maybe that speed and that athleticism sometime throughout the course of practice?
It's pretty tough to do. And I'm not as young as I used to be, so I can't go out there and pretend like I did 3, 4, 5 years ago. You know, we've got some younger kids that are capable, but we've done a lot of kind of moving around things and trying to get that speed mimicked on the other side of the ball and just get them to understand, you know, what we see at practice is one thing. What you're going to see Friday night is a whole different level. So, you can't really, like I said, you can't mimic it, and you can't show them exactly what it's going to be like, but all you can do is preach and tell them, hey, this is one step. It's going to go a step farther on Friday night, so we got to be ready and bring our A game.
This is a non-district game, but of course a crucial battle inside the Northeast Kansas League. 4-2 ACCHS, 5-1 Jackson Heights. Coach, a couple of keys for this one on Friday.
I think I've said it all week. You know, we got to take care of the ball. We got to focus on what we do and do it well. I think, honestly, the team that takes care of that ball and makes the least amount of mistakes is probably going to be the team that comes out on top. We got to be physical. I do think we have a little bit of a size advantage, and I think that's going to be a big key for us. Our D-line and offensive line have got to get off the ball and kind of control that in the trenches. We'll plan on – it's going to be a challenge, you know, both sides – both teams trying to get in the end zone. I say it's going to be a challenge, but there's so many athletes, you never know when it's going to happen. So it's going to be the team that makes the least amount of mistakes and takes care of that ball and finishes drives when the opportunity presents.
ACCHS head coach Cody Techmeyer joining us, brought to you by L&L Construction. Big one on Friday in the Northeast Kansas League. 4-2 ACCHS, 5-1 Jackson Heights. Broadcast you can find on the Covert channel, courtesy of MSCSports.net. Coach, we appreciate it very much as always. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Go Tigers.